Go. We don't need to save.
People say words.
Should we do it? No. Do we have a song? Say words. No.
People say words.
Wait, where did we put the microphone? This thing was it closer?
It was like here.
My table is really not properly suited to host a podcast at all.
But we're gonna do it anyway. Episode
7.
6,000 million.
Thousand.
I think it's 6. We gotta go back and check. Anyway.
Okay.
It's like, we're not even at double digits
Let's
yet.
Call it
and we
five.
Don't even know what episode
Let's call
it is.
It 5-ish.
First off, we're gonna start the episode. We'll do a little clink.
We're alcoholics. Ding!
Ding!
Sponsored by the AA.
It's terrible.
The awesome alcoholics.
Awesome. Anyway. This is People Say Words, where we answer 6 random questions provided to us
by...
They're
randomly generated
questions.
Randomly
generated questions, right, okay. And they're random questions.
And they're terrible
well.
Questions.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're great. We don't have to say
mine
they're great.
Mine's pretty great.
Mine's pretty random.
It's, okay.
So, essentially, we use our random number generator.
Our 6-sided cube with numbers written on it.
Which is a random number generator. To provide us with the question that we have to answer. We're going to do all 6, hopefully, by the end of this podcast.
Have we ever not answered a question?
No, we have not. All right. Never answered a question. But okay. I'm sure the day will come at some point.
Okay.
When people start providing questions.
Where we just look at the question, we're like, yeah, we're not going to answer that.
Also, this week we had a couple questions provided to us by a couple of our friends, Michael and Sarah. Shout out. Michael and Sarah.
Andrew did a finger pointy thing.
It made them. Yeah. Make some questions for us.
Yay.
So we're going to answer those questions too.
Okay.
All right, all 6. Roll it up, Link. Uno.
Number uno.
I think this is Michael's.
Okay.
Or maybe Sarah's. I think it's Michael's.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours.
What's your price?
What's my price?
That's the question.
The question is just, what's your price?
What's your price?
Oh, I hate, just what's your price?
Interpret it.
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000. That's usually my go-to. Like, whenever someone at work is like, Lane, can you blah, blah, blah?
Price check this item?
No,
$1,000.
No. It's like, if they're like, Lane, we want you to stay an extra hour. I'm like, okay, $1,000.
I think my price is...
Can I say anything I want?
$10,000.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with 10,000.
I also said 10,000 that one time that a girl asked me what it would take for... No, wait. What was it? The girl asked me, what would it take for a girl like me to get a guy like you to call me? And I said $10,000 cash.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to say I'm not interested, so I said just something highly sarcastic.
Was she, like, super annoying and unattractive or something?
No, that was the...
Oh, that girl.
Yeah. Ha ha!
So you would only go out with her for $10,000?
No, that was really just a... that was me... Like, that...
What if she called your bluff?
And brought me $10,000?
What if she was like, yeah, here's $10,000?
I would call her.
Would you be like, okay, I'll go on a date with you?
No, because the question was, what would it take to call? And I'd be like, yeah, fuck, I'll...
So, oh, you'll call
thanks
her.
Thanks for the cash.
Thanks. You just call her and be
I'm
like,
spending
hey,
it.
Thanks.
This is mine now.
Bye. You know how pissed she would be?
Probably a lot.
She'd probably take another $10,000 and people beat you up.
I don't think a person like that could afford $20,000. I don't think she would ever have $20,000. So your prices... So we'll call it $10,000.
Both of our prices?
Our prices. What
is
your...
You just steal my price.
Well, but I made that first. That's an old story.
I don't know that story.
We could both have $10,000 prices.
That's fine.
What are you charging? What are you providing as a service?
What am I providing as a service?
Yeah, for $10,000.
I'll have a nice conversation with them.
Okay, well, that's
I'll
not...
listen to their problems for an
you
hour.
You would do that for free.
I do that so
you
much
do...
already.
Yeah, so... No, but actually, $10,000. What would...
Would it buy me?
Yeah.
What would it buy you?
What would it
the be... listener?
Yeah. For $10,000, you can get me to call you, or you can get Andrew...
To...
What would you do? $10,000. Someone comes up to
is
you...
It... No, wait. Is this, like, sexual, or is this just, like...
How far would you go? How far would you go? $10,000.
What
would you do? What's the worst thing you could do? 10,000, 10 grand, 10 G's.
You couldn't buy me for 10 G's. I'm a happily married
man. What if it's
like
just a kiss? A kiss on the lips.
I would have to make sure Megan's okay with it first.
Let's do alternate dimension.
I'd be like, oh, alternate. Okay,
alternate
we're going
to
go to the alternate dimension. Okay, alternate dimension, $10,000.
Yeah. How far do you go?
I'd probably do a threesome with another guy.
So devil's three-way.
Yeah. This is probably as far as
I can. Now, wait, would you... So, wait, hold on. Well, devil... Wait, I think devil's three-way is girl, guy, guy.
Yeah. You know, me, another guy, and a girl.
No. But... Okay, there's a... Because there's a difference between girl, guy, guy, and guy, girl, guy.
Oh, I see.
Which what you're part saying. Of the sandwich would you be?
Oh, I would not look at would the you, other male.
Okay,
I would
right.
not make eye
so
contact.
So, no devil's three-way.
I would not want to know his name.
You
I
would... Okay.
I would...
He would just
I would
be
try
there.
And keep all contact.
I don't know. I don't know. $10,000.
No, that's
you're not a very good unicorn.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
that's probably as far. How far would you go?
Probably less than that.
A phone call.
Yeah, a phone call. I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Thanks for the money.
But seriously, how far would you go?
$10,000.
Butt chugging.
Yeah, you get fine.
You'd butt chug.
Well, it depends on how much, because you can die from that.
I know exactly. Mine's a lot less dangerous than yours.
Debatable. You get AIDS.
True. I would have to, like, fill up the forms across trick.
Now you're doing all these weird stipulations.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have stipulations on my $10,000.
I guess that's true. How far would I go for $10,000?
Israel.
I would go to Israel. I would go to Israel to pick up $10,000.
No. Come on.
I don't know. Well,
answer the question.
It's hard to gauge that because I've had like
I
so little.
With it pretty quick.
Yeah, but you've had experiences. Not necessarily. Not
like
serious.
That.
Not necessarily with dudes.
I've never done anything.
I'd probably. Well, actually, I would do a three-way like that for way less than $10,000. I feel like
here's a better question.
Uh-huh.
What if it was me?
No, hell no. That would be millions. That would just like. Like, you pull off the mask, and you're like, it was me! No!
Yeah,
God, that would
that's
be...
That's what I
thought. Oh, no, because that's like, that's... It would be a no with any friend.
Yeah.
I would not want to know.
That's
why
I said
him.
It would be somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody I wouldn't even make eye contact with.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm not looking at you.
But what if you're like, the Harewood high five, you wouldn't make eye contact with
I would do the Harewood high five.
Oh, man. I would do the Harewood high five. For $10,000, I'll do the Harewood high five.
For those of you from Vancouver Island,
it's the Eiffel Tower.
It's
the
Eiffel
Tower. I believe it's the Eiffel Tower.
But it's Harewood.
Our listeners from Harewood are now... Oh, God, they're laying siege to us.
It's okay. They can't cross the water.
Is that like,
they can't afford to cross the water.
No, the horses. The horses can't drink the poison water.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dothraki horses.
The Dothraki
hordes living in Harewood cannot cross the poison water.
It's funny because there's farms in Harewood.
Yeah, dude. And they're savages.
Oh, they are.
Okay, next question.
The Dothrakis are...
So I will... So we'll... Wait, so we'll both do Harewood high five for
$10,000.
For
$10,000.
Oh, you need to roll, sorry.
Yeah, you take this.
Okay,
here we go. Random number generator. Four.
Four.
It's on the backside.
What would be your last words? Is that it? This is your writing.
Yeah.
What would be your last words?
What would be your...
It would be a long, drawn-out... Fuck!
You just say...
Like, it would be like me...
What if you're, like, surrounded by, like, your family, your children, your wife...
Okay, so weird alternate
dimension?
I'd be like... I'm glad this is the alternate dimension where I got a film, Bryn and Chamblee. And I'd be, like, really senile, so instead of saying children and family, I'd say Philbrim and Chamblee, and they'd be like, what? What is wrong? You're always so weird, Granddad Lane. You psychopath.
I think I'd probably
be like, more morphine, please!
I'd be super sincere. I'd be super cheesy.
Dude, sarcasm.
I'd be like, cherish my life, not my death.
Or I would take my grandson, I would grab his hand, I'd be like, avenge me.
Kill the Starks.
No, not the Starks. I'd be like, I don't know. I'd like pick some. I'd just pick someone. I'd be like, avenge me.
Kill so-and-so.
Yeah, I'd pick someone.
Someone that you just really disliked in life.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Always had a... Like, just,
a vendetta.
You know,
it would be a blood feud.
Like, I have an idea of who you would pick right now. But, you know, it could be anybody and you'd have a blood feud with them. And then,
yeah, I'd be like... and then I'd be... Beep, and then I'd be dead.
Awesome.
Jeez, why did you pick last words? That's me. Ugh.
It's dark, man.
I'm gonna have an existential crisis
it's
now.
It's pretty good, though.
K. Okay, well...
Where do you imagine yourself dying? Wait, that's a good question.
Where do I imagine myself dying?
Imagine yourself dying.
I don't want to imagine myself dying.
Let's pretend.
In a hospital after having a heart attack?
At the age of?
Seven... No, wait, hold on. No, that's already happened. 27. Maybe 30. Maybe 57.
Were you going to say 20?
20. No, well, not 20. It can't be 20. Maybe 47?
47.
47?
Yeah.
Unless they get some serious, like, heart medication science. I can get a baboon heart. I can get a clone heart. I'll clone myself, and then I'll kill him, and then eat his heart to get a better heart. Actually, wait, no, I'll clone someone
like
with a...
Like Dracula? You're gonna, like, eat animals that are lesser than you to gain power?
That's not how vampires work.
Well, no, it's how their minions work.
Vampires? Wait, what? Vampires spawn... No.
Vampire minions have to eat lesser beings than them to gain the power of the lesser being. That's why the guy in Dracula,
I think he was just crazy. I think he was just crazy.
The cat that eats the spider.
I think he was just crazy. I don't think that's actually a thing.
Well, he believed, and it's never really clear that he our listeners are going to correct me, but he believed that he gained the power of those animals that he
would. Why would you pick a lesser animal then?
Well, it was he would pick lesser
animals. You have to go up the chain. You have to go eat the fly, and then eat the spider, and then eat the whatever.
Yeah, but whatever he ate, people thought
no, because that's, it's the blood, wait, what is it? I think the line is, the blood is the life.
Yeah.
That's the idea, is that, life. It's that, that blood
so
is the life.
Good.
Have you even seen Bram Stoker's Dracula?
No, I read it.
Right. I haven't, to be fair, I haven't read it.
Yeah, so there.
Okay, touche.
Touche.
But have you seen the one with Gary Oldman, who's as Dracula?
I've never watched it.
It's a really good movie. I think it's got Anthony Hopkins. I think he's Van Helsing.
That should be right my jam.
It's really good. It's all practical effects too.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Even some like really weird shit that
we should have a movie night.
We should have a vampire aganza.
From Ganza. From Baganza.
Oh, so yeah, I would probably die in a hospital somewhere.
Yeah, that's my
statistically,
answer.
That's where you're going to die.
I mean, I thought I was going to die in that car accident I had, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, so like, cool. That could just happen. Like, oh, look, it's a car accident and I'm dead.
So I'm going to say, yeah, in a hospital. Best case scenario. Die in a hospital somewhere.
Best case scenario, Playboy Mansion. Or, I don't know, whatever. Like, that's best case scenario.
Dothraki orgy.
Yeah,
tent.
Like, yeah, and exact, yeah. No, wait. King's Landing orgy. King's Land. Those ones, that's way nice. That's way classier.
It's cleaner. Everyone's showered.
Actually, no, a High Garden. You don't see much of High Garden in the show, that's where the Tyrells are, and they're they're very attractive. They're like the...
Is it the face shifters?
No.
Oh, wait, the Tyrells.
Loras.
Yeah.
Loras Tyrell and Renly? No, Renly Baratheon. You know, the guy who got stabbed by the Shadow Baby? Shadow Baby? We can... warning. Spoilers, season 2, Game of Thrones.
All right, you're up.
Boop! Wait, am I reading or are you reading?
I'm reading this one. Oh, wait. I'm reading this one. What is the most precious thing you can think? Precious?
What's the most precious thing you can think?
Number two.
What is the most pretentious thing you can think?
Pretentious?
I think it's pretentious. Yeah, it's pretentious. Apple. Just right there. The most pretentious thing on this planet right now is Apple.
Dillweed.
What's dillweed?
What's Apple?
Apple the company, you fucking
dillweed.
Wow.
I just thought of a... The
no, group. Apple the company.
Oh.
Like, think about that goddamn book. That book that's just...
That
pissed.
Is ridiculous.
That's probably the most pretentious product that's ever... It's just Apple masturbating.
For our listeners, Apple came up with a book that cost $300.
It was $300 for...
That is pictures of Apple products.
Yeah. Like, that's just...
What did it cost them to make? Like, $20 to
print
everything?
Like, to be fair, if it's a big-ass book... No, actually, $300, that's fucking stupid.
Like, how much... What is the most expensive book you've ever bought?
The Warhammer... The
40K codex?
No, the rule books, which are usually $70 for that many pages of full pictures. Well, not full pictures.
And rules, and how the game works, and all this sort of stuff. And even that, I'm like, ooh, that's a little pricey. Like, it's actually useful for
think
one.
About, I would say college textbooks would be a good comparison.
Oh, yeah, college. I spent...
Which is stupid.
I've probably spent...
But would you pay $300
pretentious? I'm going to say university right off the bat, actually. University really? Is so pretentious. Oh, I've had university screw me in so many ways.
But that's not pretentious.
I still think it's...
But that's not pretentious. That's like... Pretentious is like... Is
yeah,
when
you
think you're
better.
You
have to deal with the dickholes that go to university that are like super...
You could say people at university are
I'm
going to
say the wealthy... Individuals that attend university. The wealthy individuals that
wait,
were
no,
just
what
given
class?
University.
There's probably a class. I bet you that there's a lot of theater people that are pretty fucking pretentious. Where they're like, oh yeah, I'm just here.
There's actually not that many. There's only a couple.
There's no pretentious theater people.
Well, no, they're pretentious in the sense that they are pretentious, but they're not pretentious in the sense that they were their entire education was paid for. Because commonly, a lot of people who want to do theater, their parents won't pay for it. So, I mean, I would say the 1 in 10 that come into the theater programs,
right,
that their parents did pay for it, and they're like, yeah, I'm just trying this out for fun to do it for 4 years.
I'm actually getting a doctorate.
And I'm like, I've got like a student loan and a bank loan and a line of credit, and I'm like, and they don't I'm take, trying to do this for a goddamn living!
And they don't take it seriously.
Yeah,
they,
but the best part is when you finish school and you're actually working,
right,
and all they're doing is drowning because they can't find themselves, and I'm like, I fucking got all this debt, but I'm the top of the food chain now.
Wait, who can't find themselves?
The people who got their schooling paid for by their parents.
Oh, right, okay, sure.
I think that's true, though. I think people enjoy life more from paying for it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you paid for your own schooling.
When you have to struggle for it.
When you gotta struggle
if
for
you
what
don't,
you
if
want,
you don't, like, it's...
It means more to you, right?
Like, if you just get something given to you, it's like an obligation that your parents put on you. Whereas with me putting my money on the line, it's like, I want to do this for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas I bet a lot of people are like, oh no, fuck you, mom and dad, I'm going to flunk out of blah, 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 blah.
Even in my first year of schooling was paid for from like scholarships and stuff.
My parents gave me a small loan of $1 million to get hand. I got hand implants.
To make them smaller?
To make them bigger. I had to get a penis reduction and hand implants. I don't know. I need to get a Trump voice.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
You're wrong.
Well, you're peeking so
you're
hard.
You're peeking. You're wrong.
Okay. Yeah. No. Paying for something. Definitely way
so
better.
So people
who don't have to pay for university.
I'd say people who don't have to pay for things in general. People who have things paid for them are probably
pretentious.
Pretentious,
yeah.
And I say Apple, the company. The entire company, every person who has an iPhone.
So I'm pretentious?
Yes, you are for having an iPhone. Because you're going to eventually buy an iPhone 7 and you're going to be like, you're going to make an excuse. You're going to be like, oh no, you really don't need the headphone jack.
You know what?
Bluetooth's the way of the future.
No, I can't do that. I work in a company where an iPhone jack... Not, it's not an iPhone jack. It's an 8th-inch jack.
Right.
I cannot operate in my field
so,
without
about,
an 8th-inch jack.
What about, like, with the... Because you have a MacBook, right?
Yeah.
Now, what about, like a MacBook? Are you going to be getting a new MacBook now when it only has, like, 2 ports? And what, are you going to carry out a bag of fucking dongles?
Everyone's already got a bag of dongles.
No, but, like, are you going to, you know...
The thing is, though, also, that's, like, really interesting about Apple, is, like, an Apple laptop.
Yeah.
My laptop has, like, 4 USB ports and 4 Thunderbolt ports.
Right.
Okay?
Thunderbolt!
So, that allows me to operate on a very higher level for production and design.
Sure.
Because a lot of PC laptops cannot do that. They can't have, like, all these inputs and outputs at the same time.
Yeah, but now doesn't the new MacBook only have like a certain amount of
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's just like
I just bought one 6 months ago and it has all of these.
No, it's the new one. The new one has a stupidly low amount of
yeah, but they still sell all their custom ones that you could order before, which is what I got.
Once again, custom orders for a laptop, pretentious. Boom.
Wireless anything wireless is stupid.
Yeah, like, concept's good.
Concept's
it's just
good.
Not as it's just that,
it's not
right,
a sure thing. It's
well,
not
right,
100%.
Like, well, no.
What's more 100%? Having a cable run or having a wireless device?
Well, cable.
Exactly.
Cable's more reliable.
Way more reliable.
Also, like, with audio, you get better quality. You get more compression with wireless.
Yes, you can.
You also have to charge wireless. What I always write when people are asking me about headphones, they're like, which headphones should I buy? I say, like, if you're going to get the wireless ones, make sure they have a 3.5 jack.
Yeah.
That, but now you can't fucking do that with Apple because it's like, oh, we don't have a 3.5 jack.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Not even, if the phone isn't even thinner. I thought the phone was thinner. Apparently the phone's not even thinner.
No.
So.
I love how cell phones went through that whole curve of, like, getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
And now it's bigger and bigger.
And now it's just
bigger.
Getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I liked my phone when it was slightly smaller than the Galaxy. I liked the Galaxy 2. That was the perfect size. It was this size.
Yeah.
But a little bit smaller. So I could. I want to be able to hold my phone and have my thumb reach every spot.
You know what I loved? The Crazer.
What's the Crazer?
It was like a Razer, but it was like the new one, which was a little bit wider. It was like super cool.
What company is
it?
It
was a, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Should we do another Kijigger?
It was a...
Roll the...
Do you remember T9?
I never had a phone for T9.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, man, it was so cool.
No!
I can still text faster T9 than
the
I can on my
stupidest
iPhone.
Stupidest fucking thing. Text message, that was like the dark age. Like, that's like saying, do you remember steam power and the coal mines? Remember having a little canary that had to die? The canary had small lungs and it would die, and then you'd be like, oh no, it's poisonous in here.
Run, folks.
Remember the Great War?
Remember?
Like, no.
Remember T9?
Yeah, exactly. The people who are saying remember T9 are the same people.
T9 was great.
No, it fucking wasn't.
You never had it. You can't say that.
Yes, I can, because it was stupid. Why would you... No. Okay, everything before touchscreen was stupid.
Mm-mm.
Yes, the little shitty BlackBerry thumb pads were stupid.
BlackBerries are still, like...
BlackBerries apparently are really big with government stuff.
Government and military.
Because it has very good encryption.
Super secure.
Oh.
Right on, dude.
I can't hack those.
All right, well, my turn.
Okay, you're rolling, I'm talking. We're going through these questions too fast. Don't worry, my question's an easy...
Eight,
oh.
Five.
Five? We'll call it five? Okay.
Call it five.
Five. If there is to be one universal language that everyone knows on top of their birth/cultural language, what would it be?
If everyone on the planet had a known language.
If everyone had a universe... If there is to be a universe... Okay, now... I bet everyone... What language do you think I'm going to say? Because I have my answer, and it's not what you think it is.
What am I... I think you're going
what
to
What do
say?
You think I'm going to
I
say?
I think you're going to say... Wait, what's the question?
If there is to be one universal language that everyone knows on top of their own birth/cultural language, what will it be?
Now... I got mine picked already as well.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the name of it.
Really?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I remember it now. I think you're going to pick either Mandarin.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever the Deutschland people speak.
The
Not German.
Okay, the Dutch. The
not,
Dutch
not
people
Dutch.
Speak?
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
Dutch
Finland.
People.
Finland.
What?
No,
okay. Dutch. Deutschland is the German word for Germany. Niederland is
yes.
the German word, and I believe the Dutch word, for the Netherlands.
Yes, yeah, whatever the
so Netherlands. So that would be the Dutch language. You were also wrong on both accounts. Everyone should speak German.
Oh.
Because German is yeah. a fucking efficient language.
You know what I was going to say?
What?
Greek.
Why Greek?
You sound like Greek.
Why?
Because so many languages... are rooted in Greek. That if we all
don't you mean Latin?
Yes.
So you mean Latin, not Greek.
That's what I was trying to figure it out. Where I was like,
no, French. I meant French, the one with all the female and the male top language words.
That's many languages. Yeah, Latin, not Greek.
One of them romancy languages, so I could be sophisticated. Latin's a dead language, though.
Doesn't mean that we can't all. The question isn't.
I'm no because
learning
I,
it.
Well, hey, all right. Here's then follow up. Why?
Because as I was saying,
right.
Latin has so many root words for almost all languages.
Not any Eastern languages.
Okay.
Huh?
Many languages have a Latin root base.
Fair.
Which makes it easier for people to understand Latin.
Okay.
Like you can make easy comparisons. If someone else is speaking a different language and vice versa, you can use Latin as a base to go between them. I think Latin would be a great language for us all.
I don't think you can use Latin as a bridge from like English to Cantonese.
No, you can't. That's a whole different world of language.
Yeah, but see, you're thinking like a bridge. I'm thinking like Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, everyone speaks Common.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, oh, you gotta...
It's also hard because we already speak English, and English is one of the most well-known
languages. But also, I'm imagining that everyone just gets fucking taught the shit out of one language. I think English is way too stupid to get taught to everyone.
Yeah, also, I think German would be a lot easier.
Also, on top of that, most countries already learn English. People in most European countries get taught English.
Right. So essentially, we'd be keeping exactly what we have already.
But everyone knows
plus
German.
Everyone knows German.
Yeah.
So essentially, English and German would German would be known everywhere.
Yeah.
English would be known almost everywhere. Yeah. And then everybody else's own language. Yeah.
Because I think German would be the. I don't want to say it would be the easiest, but if I was to peg. Like, when I was in Germany, when I was listening to German, I had no idea what they were saying, but I could kind of understand.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, no, German has a very, like, you look at the way, even, like, the way they compound words.
Isn't there so many of their words that are, like, super big and convoluted?
No, they're not, because, like, they just they basically have a sentence, and they take out all the spaces.
Ew.
So, like, you know, the Kanterstadt Wagen Festival is, like, the... You know, it's like the festival of da 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 blah blah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. They like conjoining words.
I see.
It's hard to explain without knowing a good example. Don't kick my desk. Look what you did. So yeah, I would say no to Latin, and I would say no to Greek.
I'm not. Yeah.
And I would say no.
I would say Latin.
Yeah.
As a root, that can be really good.
But you can't really. Can you use Latin?
You use German?
Yes, because German has.
But also, so much of science and math is surrounded by Latin. Like, all of it is still used in science and math.
Yeah,
like,
but that's more, like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's not
I'm
like
not saying yours is bad.
No, yeah, fair.
I'm not saying yours is bad either.
I'm saying yours is bad.
I know, which is mean.
I mean... I'm a nasty.
Are you saying that Latin would be no use to us to have?
No, I'm just saying that my choice is better.
Right, which is what you would say for any of these answers.
No, not necessarily. But I definitely not necessarily, but
not necessarily. That's exactly but what I'm exactly what I'm saying.
I'm saying that entirely.
That all of my answers are more accurate than yours.
Hey man, I gotta tell me that I'm a winner. So that I can...
You tell yourself whatever you need to.
That's what I'm doing. I'm telling myself
I'm
that
I'm
a winner.
Glad that you can tell yourself that you're a good person.
I'm all right. Than me. Well, no, I wouldn't say I'm... We're, like, pretty equal on goodness.
Oh, give me a hug.
Yeah. Aww. I'm just saying that Latin would be less useful than German.
Let's root it all back here.
I'm
not going to agree with that, actually.
Okay.
But I would put them on an equal field, at least.
Okay.
I would need proof.
We need a German guy?
We need two... We need two alternate dimensions. One where it's all German and one where it's all Latin. Like, with those languages you put into it. And then we can monitor it from our dimension.
Write us in! Tell us which language would be your more useful.
Yeah, let us know. What would you think
we'll
is
do
more
it.
Useful?
We should do a poll.
And if you think another language is more useful...
You're wrong.
Nice. Because they were thinking, oh, send it to us. But it's like, no, fuck you. It's either Latin or German.
We don't give a shit if you think Spanish is more useful.
Because
it's
not.
You're
wrong.
It's either Latin
or German. Donald Trump voice really peaks.
Yeah. It's mostly because you're yelling when you do it.
But I'm like, not. It's like, you're wrong.
It's like in the back of your throat. It's like from your chest. So it's really pushy.
Right. Just like Trump.
Doesn't know how he uses diaphragm at all.
Should we do how many more questions?
Take a break.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a break.
More?
Okay, that
right.
Sounds good.
Be right back. Hit the pause.
Welcome back to... We just watched a bunch of shitty music videos on YouTube. Today's episode is brought to you by shitty YouTube edits.
There are so many.
Where there are an infinite amount of them and they all don't make any sense.
No, but you can't
It's the memes. The memes. Too early to explore the stars. Too late to explore the Earth. Just the right time to experience dank memes.
Did you just come up with that?
No, that's an internet quote.
Oh, dude, that was good.
Yeah,
I came up with that.
I know, so do I. But, you know, I don't make very many memes. My meme market is pretty bad. But we could have our own meme market. We could start. We are in the process of making our own memes.
If you want to come up with a meme for us,
give it to us, and we will exchange it on the Pep Market.
And we'll
exchange it.
Credit you.
We'll exchange it on the Pep Market.
We will, but we'll still credit you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're gonna go on to the next question. How many questions? Oh,
we got two left. So it's down to the D2. Right.
Okay. Well, I'll do one for this side. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the other side. That's my question.
That's the other side, isn't it?
It's the one that I wrote.
Okay. Who is your favorite sidekick and why?
Did I write and why?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You wrote and.
Because that was part of it.
So who's your favorite sidekick?
Go with your. I want to go with yours first.
I'm going to go with Aqua Boy. Aquaman's sidekick.
Is that an actual answer?
I'm pretty sure Aquaman has a sidekick, Aquaboy.
Okay, if you're pretty sure that a character exists, I do.
Let me finish okay. with the and why.
Go on, right.
Because probably nobody likes him. So I feel bad for him.
He's probably pretty hot.
Probably, but nobody likes him.
Actually, wait, no, I'm pretty sure Aquaboy's pretty hot.
Look it up.
Alright, here we go. Let's...
Look it up.
Actually, are there any unattractive superheroes? I don't think so.
Aqua Boy.
And there is pro. Oh, okay. Well, so it's a cassette player.
See, super unlike.
All right, you got a point. Oh yeah, dude. Look at it. Yeah.
Look, he's even black.
He's a black guy. Oh, and then there's this guy.
There's a white guy.
This guy's pretty shit. This guy looks great.
Yeah, Aquaman and Aqua Boy. I told you.
Well, everyone's got a boy version of themselves. Except for, there's no Bat Boy. This was the version that I was thinking of from Teen Titans.
No, Aqua Boy.
Okay, based off of what?
No, just based off of
Unloved.
Aquaman is the most useless DC comic superhero. So
Aquaman?
Aquaman.
How is Aquaman? What makes Aquaman useless?
He can't fight on land.
Okay, I think there's a really good image that contradicts that. Oh yeah, that's the one. Oh no, hold on. It's a picture of a fucking legion of sharks that are devouring everything.
Good job. The enemy got near the ocean.
Yeah, 70% of the land is ocean. Like really?
Yeah, but that's on land. A lot of these battles happen in the air or space.
Hold on. Who is a character that Aquaman? Or no, a character that could defeat Superman, but could not defeat Aquaman. I know the answer to this one.
You do.
Uh-huh.
That could defeat Superman.
Could defeat Superman, could not defeat Aquaman.
Is it Batman?
No, because Superman technically could beat Batman unless he has kryptonite.
Right.
Actually, Aquaman could probably kick the shit out of Batman.
Probably.
Unless Batman makes submarine.
Wait. Could beat Superman, but can't beat Aquaman?
Can't beat Aquaman.
Well, that's what I was saying. That Aquaman could beat the shit out of Batman, but Batman could beat Superman.
No. The question is...
That technically is true.
No.
That technically is true. Aquaman could beat... You just said Aquaman could beat Batman.
Yes, but the question
is... But Batman could beat Superman because he has kryptonite. So therefore, my answer is correct.
No, because it's who could... But Aquaman can't beat himself.
No, I'm saying...
Because the question is...
What?
No, the question is who can beat Superman, but cannot beat Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Aquaman cannot defeat himself. Yeah, okay, so that's technically...
What?
No, the question is who can...
Yeah, and I said Batman.
Yeah, but Batman can defeat... Wait, can...
We just went over this.
No, but I said...
I said... Batman will beat Superman only with kryptonite. But then Aquaman will kill Batman. So technically, I am correct.
I'm going to give you half. Well, no. All right, fair. I like Batman, so I'll give you points for that. 10 points.
Okay. What is the real answer?
Well, no, there could be multiple answers, but my answer is the Wicked Witch of the West.
Why? Okay. Oh, water.
Water and... But
it's salt water. Do we know that she dissolves?
Yes, it's all water.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'm pretty sure it's all water.
Pretty sure.
And...
Correct if you're wrong.
And... Say words that that's just an example of a very, like, low-tier character.
Well, how can she beat Superman?
Superman has no magic resistance. That's one of his biggest weaknesses. Oh. You can punch the fuck out of Superman.
Cool, dude.
But if you he has very little magic resistance.
I did not realize that.
He's very susceptible to spells. He's like a very powerful...
He would suck in the world of D&D.
Yeah, with wizards. Wizards could just be like, oh, time stop, and now...
And like, he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, any type of mind...
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Rip. Wait, what was this question?
What was it?
Oh, sidekicks. It's not ever done.
Yeah, well, yeah, so Aquaboy.
Aquaboy, okay.
I feel so bad for him.
Right now...
I would never buy an Aquaboy comic book, because...
Well, there probably are, statistically.
Yeah, but you know, I still feel bad for him.
That's fair. So your answer is like a shit answer.
Yeah.
Whoever
you pick will beat my sidekick.
Well, no, not even. My favorite, because it's sidekick. It could be any...
Who's your sidekick?
Dude, Samwell Tarly.
Samwell...
From Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty... Right,
he's
actually,
so lovable.
At least right now. Like,
okay, don't spoil anything for me.
No, I mean, like, not like, oh, Samwell becomes, like, this, like, crazy badass and, like, kills everyone. No.
He's so lovable.
It's more like right now I'm watching I'm not watching Game of Thrones right now because it's just November.
Yeah.
Actually, wait, are there any TV shows that have... that I'm watching right now that have sidekicks?
Westworld, technically.
Who's the sidekick?
The black guy.
Which black guy?
We can't go into details.
But he's not.
This.
He's not a sidekick.
When you think about it.
Okay. Well, this is spoilers. He's more of a minion. He's not a sidekick.
Okay.
He's a stooge.
Okay.
A more sidekick-like character would be, like, the guy that's following the man in black right now.
Oh yeah, I guess.
What TV shows or movies? Or, oh no, you know, Harley Quinn. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's my answer. Shit.
So, yeah, Harley Quinn would probably... technically, in a battle, she would probably lose against...
Her superpower is she's very agile and has a baseball bat.
And aggressive. And sexual. She would probably seduce him and then kick the
shit out
of him.
No, she's not a seducer. That's more of a poison eye. She just beats...
Yeah, that's poison
eye.
She
would, like, maybe, like, lull him into a sense of security and then, like, knock him in the head with a bat. But
true.
She's not really a seducing kind of person.
Realistically, 6 out of 10 times Aquaboy probably would beat Harley Quinn.
Yeah. There's not a... Harley Quinn's not really a heavy hitter. She's just great. She's just a great character.
Yeah. But also, if Harley Quinn could lure Aquaboy...
out of the ocean into the middle of a desert and then made him turn around so she could smack him in the head with a baseball bat, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. She would kick the shit out of him.
Oh, yes.
Did you know
that Harley Quinn was originally just going to be part of the animated series? She was like a one-off character.
Really?
Yeah. She was part of the Batman animated series and she was just like a random stooge and then they gave her this huge backstory. Now she's got a huge...
Was it because she was a girl and she was sexual and they thought it was a good idea?
No, because... Well...
Probably.
I don't... No. I think, like, they just liked the design and they liked the concept.
It is a good design. It is a cool concept. It gives a great backstory for the Joker as well to give a little more
history. Have you read the Mad Love comic?
Is that the one...
That's like the Harley Quinn origin story. Really good.
Yeah, yeah. But it gives Joker more of a backstory without giving Joker's backstory. It's giving Harley Quinn's backstory, which gives you insight into Joker's backstory. Which is like, oh, cool.
It's not. I wouldn't say it's backstory. It's more of you get more insight into how he ticks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is like really fucked up.
Yeah.
like in Suicide Squad, where like
they push her into the
Hey, go jump in. Just go jump into this vat of chemicals. You know, for fun.
It'll be good for you. Do you love me?
Push. Would you fuck me? Fuck me.
It puts the lotion on its skin and then jumps in the vat
of
chemicals.
My original question was going to be, who's your favorite villain? But I thought that was like going to be too easy.
Who's your least favorite sidekick?
Least favorite sidekick?
I can name mine right now.
S- Samwise Gamgee.
No, he was awful.
He wasn't really awful. He was pretty good. He was Frodo. Frodo Baggins. He's the worst sidekick.
He's the sidekick to Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. He's a bit of a dick to Sam.
Well, he did have the evil ring, right?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Fucking calm down. You got an evil artifact.
All it does is turn you invisible.
Yeah, and, like, give you weird spooky vision.
Yeah, which is not really useful.
Who cares about it?
Realistically, that ring is not that great of useful power.
I'm trying to actually think of a serious answer to who's my least favorite sidekick. I almost want to say Robin, just because I don't really like his design.
Yeah.
Like, the design for a lot of...
I always feel like Robin's character is just like, look at me, Batman! Look at me, Batman!
That's really old Batman, though. And yeah. That's, like, some versions of Robin are a lot more competent. I think that's the version that I would hate. Like, the really...
The old, look at me, Batman!
Yeah, like, the, oh, boy, zibbity-doo, jibbity-doo, boo-boo-doo-doo-doo, Batman!
You see that, Batman?
Yeah.
Like, shut up, Robin!
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
My least favorite sidekick? Aquaboy.
He is my... So, okay, look, you don't have a goddamn answer for
this
question.
He's useless.
All right, let's go on to our big finale. The best question. Wait, did we pick... We used the one that I made, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ready for the last one?
The best question.
What is the last one? Oh, this one.
The best question.
What is the most powerful animal you could take on and win against?
Yes. So, bare hands.
So, we're talking bare hands.
So, okay. You've got, like, let's say a 30-foot by 30-foot circular room. You enter on one side, the other animal enters on the other side.
There's no weapons.
No weapons.
There's nothing you can pick up on the ground, like a rock.
You are in a flat. There's nothing.
It's just like a big bubble.
You have to fist fight.
And you have to fight the shit out of it and win.
Yep.
Now, here's another question.
Yeah.
Can I win and then die later from like blood loss?
As long as you kill it before.
So it has to die. As long as it dies before I die, I win.
If you kill it, medical attention comes.
Right, but technically, I win as long as it dies before I die.
Yes, correct.
Right, so even if I die 10 seconds after it kills me, I still win.
Yep.
Cool.
What do you think the biggest animal you could fight is? This is really just an excuse for me to say I want to fight a goose. Or a swan. This is really just, like, I'm just setting myself up to be able to, like, tell a story about how I want to grab onto a swan's neck and snap it.
Dude, we're going to get so lost
animal rights. Well, no, because this is all in theory.
PETA, man.
Oh, and the lawsuits are back.
PETA never ends.
I just really hate Canada geese.
Yeah. But the babies were so cute.
Fine. Babies are fine. But Canada geese are assholes.
Yeah.
They poop everywhere. They bite people.
Okay. So, a Canadian geese is the largest, fiercest animal you could kill.
Well, I'd say I could fight a swan. Swans are probably big. They're bigger than Canada geese.
Maybe? I feel like I could easily kill a swan or a Canadian geese. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could kill either of those animals with one hand.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you think the biggest thing that you could fight?
I feel like both of those animals would definitely die before I die.
Right. Right. Okay,
fair. I think they would have a very hard time killing me.
That's actually a good point. Well, let's assume they're bloodlusted, so they're trying to actively
kill
you. I
still feel like I'm also bloodlusted.
They've got teeth.
Not very sharp or big.
Sharp enough.
Big, sharp, pointy teeth.
Big, you have to bite your jugular out. All right.
A rabbit.
Is it behind the rabbit? It is the rabbit!
See, I also keep thinking it was like Canadian animals, so like an elk. Or a deer or something.
I think a deer would be really good. Deers kill a lot of people. How are you going to kill a deer with your bare hands?
I actually don't think I could kill an elk.
I don't think I could kill an elk.
No, they're fucking huge.
You would have, like, what are you going to chokehold it?
Yeah, the only way you could kill it is if you could get on top of it and choke it.
And guess what? It's going to charge the fuck out of you and start hooving.
Exactly.
Same thing. Or
if you could, like, kick its legs out. But the thing is, if that thing lands on you, you're dead.
Yeah. Realistically, it's so heavy. It would like do like the bucking thing.
Elks don't. They charge.
Okay.
They don't buck like horses. Their legs are too fragile.
Interesting.
Horses' legs
so
are way
just,
stronger.
So they would just beat you in the torso.
With their giant fucking horns.
Yeah, that would
fuck
you up.
Maybe a female elk.
A female elk, yeah. Or a doe.
A doe. A deer. A female deer. Yeah. Okay, besides Canadian animals.
Like
what is way more threatening? Because you got to think of like what could kill that. and then could I kill that?
Could you?
This is a really cool question.
What about like a not a
let's start at the top of the food chain. Could you kill a lion?
No, a lion would kill a lot.
Cheetah? No.
I think I might be able to kill a cheetah. In theory.
Because it's so goddamn fast.
Yes, but I feel like if I got a good kick in on it.
That's the thing is like a cougar, for example.
Could you fight? I don't think I could fight a cougar.
With a cougar, now it's really interesting because I went through like defensive training against cougars.
And did you do that?
Now I know when I was on the island doing a bunch of hiking.
Okay.
When you encounter a cougar, now I know I don't have any weapons.
Right.
But essentially, the biggest thing that we learned in that was like. If you can kill the cougar... that's a really bad... If you can harm the cougar before the cougar can harm you, you will win. So, like, when they train you...
Right.
Your arm, they always say, your arm, almost always, especially for males...
Right.
...is longer than a cougar's grasp with its claws.
Oh, so you can, like, choke hold it.
Exactly.
You can
get the cougar before the cougar can get you. Because the cougar, natural attack, is to jump at you.
So you have to catch it in the neck.
You gotta catch it.
Oh, God.
It's gonna hurt like hell, because the cougar's gonna go...
But as long as you can get it
You can get it.
You can choke the fuck out of a cougar.
But what they actually started with, it was like a knife. If you have like a... Even if you have a 3-inch blade...
Yeah, because it's
you essentially, you just like hold it, and you wait, like close to your body. Right. And the second it jumps, you're just like...
You stab
and then you just wait for the cougar to land... On the knife.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then you're just like...
That's working smart, not hard. That's killing wildlife smart, not hard. Not hard,
yeah. I don't want to chase the cougar. Let the cougar jump on me.
Okay.
So I can kill a cougar.
But you don't have a knife.
No, chokehold.
All right. I don't think I could... I'll be honest, I don't think... Maybe, like...
Also, if a cougar jumped on you, I feel like I could kick it right in the fucking balls. Right in the cougar balls.
I don't want to sound like a psychopath, but I kind of want to see what the reaction of a large land mammal would be if you kicked it in the balls. Like, because we know what happens to humans.
We should try and find a video after this. Of like,
it's we're on terrible. So many lists
really
now.
I want to watch a weird land animal getting kicked
in the balls. Yeah, because, like, if you get kicked in the balls, you're down for the fucking count. That's game over.
Like, what if you came across a black bear... And you went behind it and like and kicked it in the balls. Would it drop?
That's what I'm curious
about.
Would
it just like turn around and start beating the shit out of you?
I feel.
Or would it just like drop and start puking on the ground like a normal person?
Like, I feel like this has never come up because no one in their right mind would do this in the wild.
No, exactly, because it's this terrible idea.
All right, new science experiment.
But
this is what I want to find out.
So can someone please submit a video to us of them kicking a very dangerous animal.
I feel like we shouldn't advocate violence towards animals.
That's probably a good idea. Not to.
Alright, I have a follow-up question.
Retract that statement.
So, I'm going to say cheetah. I think I could get a cheetah.
You really think you could kill a cheetah?
Because they're fast, but they're not actually that big. They're quite a bit smaller than a cougar.
Big. You're right.
I don't think I could fight a cougar.
I have a better time killing a cougar than I would have a time killing
cheetahs,
a cheetah.
Cheetahs also aren't particular. They're not like... Like, cougars are apex predators in the sense... Or, I don't... No, not necessarily.
Here's another question. Could you... Like, thinking smart, not hard, once again.
Right.
If you could avoid getting killed by the cheetah long enough, would it die from hunger before you die from hunger?
Well, humans do...
Because cheetahs have to eat more food than humans do.
Well, because 30-foot room, right?
Yeah.
Like, in theory, if you had, like, an infinite stretch, I think you could...
You cannot outrun a cheetah. Those things go like 120 kilometers
an hour. No, I'm thinking a cougar. No, I don't think you can outrun a cougar. I'm thinking the other way around. Like, you could, like, if you're chasing after a deer, eventually the deer will tire before the human.
Yes. Yeah.
But.
They can run faster, but they tire faster.
But it's the opposite with a cougar, because they will catch you and then you're dead. So it doesn't matter if you can outpace a cougar.
Yes.
If you like, don't worry, I'm just doing. Oh, I'm jogging, and now I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question.
Yeah.
You get to pick any one medieval weapon
to bring with you.
To bring with you. What weapon do you pick, and what animal do you fight? Now, once it and like, what,
oh,
what,
this is good.
What animal do you think you could fight like the biggest
with
said weapon?
I
like. Do you think you could fight a lion with a spear? you get a spear.
I think I could kill a lion with a spear.
Right.
I think it's more of a 50-50 chance
it's,
thing.
It's can you aim the spear
yes,
as
it's
it
more of like, can I get it?
Right.
Maybe a long sword with a bear.
I would, to be honest, I'd probably go spear almost every time.
Yeah. Spear or weighted kinda, net.
Ooh, a net. Interesting.
Weighted net.
A trebuchet.
I'll bring gasoline and a match.
No, because that's not medieval.
I know.
I choose wildfire. Wildfire.
Yeah, spear's really great because a lot of animals have that jump attack,
yeah.
Right? So,
well, and as a fragile little meatbag human.
But what if you pick like something like a really small sneaky a snake, like a python? Are you gonna pick a spear to fight a python?
I would pick a spear.
I would probably pick like
wait a python. Pythons aren't toxic, so I'd pick a dagger for a python.
Or like a cobra.
A cobra would be a whip. Indiana Jones it. And I'd probably end up whipping you know kelp, right? I once tried to whip.
I think I was there for that when you whipped yourself with
the kelp. Yeah, I whipped myself with the kelp.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was pretty embarrassing for you.
It made a really big, no, it just hurt.
Yeah, it looked like it hurt.
It did hurt. But it made a really awesome sound that one time.
Yeah, but it hurt like hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Medieval weapon. Against a cobra.
I'd pick a crossbow.
Dude, you got really good aim, don't you?
Well, I would like, just, you know, let's say I get like 10 bolts, I get 10 tries. Otherwise, I guess it's a bloodlusted cobra, so it's coming at me.
I would just bring a shield. Hide behind it.
Hey man, if you can kill a man with a shield, you'll be unstoppable with an axe. Oh no, that's like not a really like it's not really proper. It's a reference that we just watched, but yeah, but it's not really. It doesn't really work with the
situation. I love that. When they said that, I was like, oh.
Bronn and Tyrion's relationship is great.
I love it.
He's just
so much.
He's great.
Yeah, so much. What is the weakest, smallest animal you think you couldn't kill?
Couldn't?
Yeah.
Weakest. Well, okay, wait. Weakest, smallest. Well,
what is a strange animal you think you couldn't kill? Like an animal people don't usually think of. Like
I'd
people think of like, oh, an animal can kill
like
you. It's going to be a
bear.
Bear hands.
Falcon, like a falcon.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be suck to be killed by a falcon?
Yes, because it would just be shredding you. Like,
it would come down and like claw you.
Yeah,
and
then run away and then claw you.
You know, there's actually like records of people being killed by owls?
Yeah, dude, have you seen owls? They're huge.
Yeah, but
they're
not
like
on
eagles
purpose,
of the night.
But
oh
not
wait,
on purpose,
by like accident.
By accident.
Wait, why? How?
Because they'll see a head of hair.
Oh,
and
they think it's
think
a nest.
It's an animal or a nest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'll go in and claw it, thinking it's like a rat.
Yeah.
Claw it and then pull and then fly away. But they just pulled your scalp off.
I don't
instead.
Think they. I think they just shred you, your flesh.
Well, they essentially just like claw in and then
it's
fly
like,
away.
It's like, it would be like 8 knives just went like this.
And pulled
and
your
you
head
start,
off.
And then
pulled top of your.
Well,
head,
just, like, you're just bleeding a lot, and usually with head wounds, you start getting like.
But this is recorded. This is recording deaths of people being killed by
Once
owls.
Once again, owls are
by
fucking
accident.
Yeah, owls are fucking huge, and they have sharp talons.
I think a bloodlust owl could kill me very quickly.
Yeah, a bloodlust. Yeah, though it could. Maybe not the day though. That's,
it's sad that I think I could kill a cougar, but I couldn't kill an owl.
Birds are dude. It's good. It's
Birds
flying.
Of prey are dangerous.
It's flying.
Anything flying. It's like.
Dude, an eagle? Eagle would fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go there.
Let's see. Those motherfuckers have a wingspan as tall as you.
What about a rodent creature? Do you think there's a rodent creature that could kill you?
A beaver? Beavers are apparently supposed to be pretty like, fuck. Like, beavers kill dogs a lot, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I'd be able to, because I just kick it a bunch.
That's the thing, is like, humans have kicking ability. So I feel like, I feel like I could beat a beaver.
Rodent, yeah.
I feel like it would get really bloody and really messy and really gross, but I think I could kill a beaver before it killed me.
Well, because it would, like, think of it this way. Beavers are quite small. Any rodent is quite small. All you have to do is just keep kicking it.
Yeah.
Until
the only way it could kill you is if it could somehow get you on the ground.
Yeah.
And as soon as it got you down, then you're fucked. Yeah. Well, you want to make sure you stay standing somehow.
Yeah.
So it would have to figure out how to, like, knock you over before it could kill you. But
I like how we've been talking about animal abuse for 20 minutes. This is all in theory.
We're not we doing any this, of this.
We should have said this, like,
really
at the start. This is all theoretical.
It's kind of fun. We're talking about, like, fight to the death. You know, what animal could kill us? Underwater animals.
Now, okay.
Underwater.
Let's, so.
Back to Aquaman.
I could fight Aquaman.
I could fight one-on-one combat.
Let's say 6 foot of, no wait, let's say 4 feet of water.
Oh shit.
You gotta pick an aquatic animal.
Goldfish.
You gotta pick a threatening aquatic animal.
Bloodlust goldfish.
No, like a predator. Like a
dog
seal.
Shark?
Like a, I could probably fight a dog shark.
The thing is,
like, they bite onto you, you just grab onto it. Like, maybe it was a, like, if a six skill, it was a six skill, that would be pretty tricky.
Anything that I can wrap my hands on and crack, like turn, I've killed a lot of fish.
Don't think you can do that with a dog shark. Maybe you can't. Well, you could just even, like grab onto the
tail and pull it up.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Snap
yeah.
it.
I'm imagining, like, solid snake style. Like,
no.
That doesn't really work.
They have a spine.
Right.
You can still snap that.
Yes, that's true. But it would be doing this. Like, it would be trying to shred your...
It's fine. It's not going anywhere if it's bit me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I will snap its spine before it bleeds me out.
Do you know a lot of people... You can get killed by an octopus quite easily.
Yeah, because they can wrap on you.
Yeah, and they're really... They're, like... It's... Oh,
it's
like
very, very, very hard to kill an octopus.
You need, like, a knife or something like that.
You need to be able to cut it into pieces.
No, you need to stab its head.
Yeah.
Or, well, to be honest... well, because most people that get, like, hurt by them or die by them, because they're actually curious, so they'll see a diver and they'll be like, whoa, what's this? I'm gonna go wrap my arms around it and start pulling on things, and then you, like, if you're diving and your rebreather gets pulled out, and now you're like, oh, I gotta hold my breath now, and it's like, okay, octopus, give me that back, I need to breathe.
Yeah.
And it's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo,
the octopus is intentionally trying to kill him.
It's just like, what's this weird thing?
I'm curious.
It's like when a toddler accidentally, like, crushes a, I don't know, a gerbil. Because they don't understand that they're fragile.
And they're like, what did I do?
Yeah, and that's like, oh, geez, Timmy just killed Mr. Snuffles. Oh, God. Let's get him a panther.
Yeah, no, octopuses... I would be frightened of fighting an octopus.
Yeah, they're pretty weird looking.
I would not... I just don't imagine being able to, like, hurt an octopus.
Well, you can't break their legs. They have no bones. You,
I feel like pulling out all of its...
Well, it has no ligaments. It's,
well, it's tentacles.
It's like a giant...
So...
It's like a muscle. Whoa.
Oh,
it's like a... It's like one muscle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think I could kill an octopus. I think an octopus would easily kill me before I could kill it.
Technically, you would drowning would kill you. But if it was a bloodlusted octopus, God have mercy.
I would just cry for my life.
Does the whole go into a ball and it eats you?
Yeah. Animals are scary.
Yeah, well, we have guns and fire.
Thank God we're humans.
And the German language.
Or Latin.
The German Latin language. Okay, I think
we're all done for today.
Thanks again from Weird Internet Videos for sponsoring this episode. Thank you for the YouTube money. Please don't sue us or think we're bad people for saying that we could fight a swan.
We don't want to fight any animals.
I do want to fight a goose.
It's because they piss you off.
I
so
want a
much.
Goose to give me a reason to fight it.
Yes.
I'm not going to go looking for trouble to fight a goose.
All you got to do is go hang out on, like, Granville Island. And
if a goose
like,
if a goose fights me, I'm going to be like, all right, it's
I'll
on.
I'll put up fisticuffs, Irish style.
Yeah. Give him one of these.
Give him one of these, buddy.
We're doing the fisty rotating thing. All right, that's enough.
If you have six questions you want to ask us randomly, email us at People Say Words. You could also email, like, 10 questions, and we'll pick the best 6.
You could also send us
ones.
6 animals and various medieval weapons.
And we'll answer...
How we would go about fighting
them. We'll fight them. We'll do themes. We'll do theme questions and answers. So once again, that email is peoplesaywords@gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook at peoplesaywords. Or
at
you can
facebook.com?
At Facebook.
You can also find us on Google+.
And SoundCloud and iTunes. Subscribe, like, comment. Only good comments.
Send me money.
And send us
and
money
send us
for
money.
All the lawsuits that Lane has.
No, we both have them. Goodbye.
They're all Lane's. Bye-bye.